It's a vital environmental and economic resource, but most candidates running for MPP seats around Lake Simcoe are remaining coy on what, if anything, they do to help the watershed if elected. Lake Simcoe Watch has released the results of its questionnaire of 2025 provincial election candidates in five ridings covering the watershed: Barrie Innisfil, Barrie Springwater Oro Medonte, BSOM, Halliburton and Kawartha Lakes Brock, Simcoe North and York Simcoe. Of the 35 affected candidates listed on Elections Ontario, only 7 had responses published on the Lake Simcoe Watch website as of February 24. A lot of candidates did not reply, including all of the PC, Progressive Conservative, candidates, said the organization's chair, Jack Gibbons. It is very disappointing that we didn't get responses from all the candidates. Lake Simcoe voters want to see the lake they love cleaned up ASAP to prevent toxic blue-green algae blooms and excessive weed growth and to protect our cold water fishery, he added. Related to this, last week, Innisfil Today attempted to reach out directly to 5 of the 6 candidates running in the Barrie Innisfil riding: PC incumbent Andrea Kanjan, the NDP's Andrew Harrigan, the Liberals' Dane Lee, the Greens' Stephen Chesielski and New Blues' Sam Mangiapane, to ask them for their thoughts on the watershed. We could not find contact information for the Ontario Moderate Party's Anna Yurieva. None of the Barrie Innisfil candidates we attempted to reach had provided a response by Monday afternoon. A Green Party spokesperson did reply on behalf of Chesielski, noting he isn't available for media responses or appearances in this election. They also referred Innisfil Today to the platform on the Green website, party social media channels, and a May 2022 statement on Lake Simcoe from Green leader Mike Schreiner. The Lake Simcoe Watch questionnaire asked candidates whether the provincial government should develop and implement a plan to reduce phosphorus pollution entering the lake to 44 tons per year by 2035. This stems from the 2009 release of Ontario's Lake Simcoe Protection Plan. Despite the fact that the plan was released 16 years ago, Ontario has still not developed a budget to achieve its 44-ton target, Lake Simcoe Watch stated in a preamble to the questionnaire. As a result, Lake Simcoe's phosphorus pollution has gone up by 25% between 2015 and 2020 relative to its 2009 level. We are going in the wrong direction. What are the other issues affecting the health of the lake? Salt pollution, development, construction of a phosphorus reduction plant in Bradford West Gwillimbury, and the future of conservation authorities have all made headlines in recent months. No candidates in Barrie Innisfil or York Simcoe have responses listed on the Lake Simcoe Watch website. Among those who did participate, BSOM NDP candidate Tracy Laffam noted the New Democrats have long called for stronger action to restore and protect Lake Simcoe's health. Water is life, Laffam said. We have a responsibility as stewards to protect Lake Simcoe and all the lands and waters that sustain us. We must honor our relationship with water and ensure that future generations can thrive alongside a healthy Lake Simcoe. Simcoe North Liberal candidate Walter Alvarez Bardales said he's all for developing a plan. My father taught me to speak up even if my opinion is unpopular, Alvarez Bardales said. I will be happy to be a persistent voice in Parliament advocating for this cause. Quoting from a Green Platform document release during the 2022 election campaign, Halliburton and Kawartha Lakes Brock hopeful Tom Regina said, I remember a similar request. And it was at that time and still is the intent of the Green Party to implement a plan for cutting phosphorus entering Lake Simcoe to 44 tons by 2026 and support the creation of a phosphorus recycling facility. Full replies to the questionnaire can be found at lakesimcoewatch.ca.